Hey, North Langley Community Church family. I want to welcome you on a journey that we're taking through Holy Week. As a church, day by day, we will journey through the important moments in Jesus' life leading up to Easter Sunday. Each day, a pastor from our team will share a scripture, encourage us with a short teaching, and lead us in prayer. We hope that this journey throughout the next 8 days, beginning on Palm Sunday and culminating on Easter Sunday, will be a blessing to you and will lead you closer to Jesus. As we begin this journey, I want to share a scripture with you. Luke 9:51. When the days drew near for him to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. Luke tells us that Jesus will be taken up. It's a phrase that has a triple fulfillment. Jesus will be taken up upon the cross. He will be taken up from death at the resurrection. And he will be taken up at his ascension, where he'll return to the Father. All the events of Holy Week can be summarized in those two beautiful words, taken up. And when Jesus is taken up, we will experience the grace, the mercy, the transformation, the hope, and the salvation that God longs to pour out upon his children. Also, notice that Jesus sets his face to go to Jerusalem. Biblical scholar David Garland writes that, quote, "He set his face is a Hebraism that implies a fixedness of purpose, especially in the prospect of difficulty or danger." So, we can imagine Jesus turning his face towards the city of Jerusalem, knowing the suffering that lay before him. And as we look at his face, we see a picture of resolve, focus, intentionality, and determination. Jesus knows the suffering that is before him, and yet he is determined to go to the cross. Why? Why does he set his face with such determination to go be taken up? Well, it's Isaiah the prophet, who in chapter 53 prophesies that Jesus will be taken up and pierced for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities, punished for our peace, and wounded for our healing. He'll do all of this out of love for us and for the world. Let's take a minute and pause and prepare our hearts for the week ahead. Would you take a quiet moment and slowly ponder the following? How long has it been since you reflected upon the events of Holy Week? And would you ask Jesus to open your eyes to the depth of what he accomplished that week? Would you ask him to draw you close again, that you might receive his love in a fresh way this week? Jesus, we thank you that you, with such loving determination, set your face towards the cross. May we see that love and determination in a deeper way this week. May we see the beauty of all you accomplished for us as you were taken up at the cross, resurrection, and ascension. And we pray you would pour your love upon us this week. In your name.